Hi, my name is Mansi and I am obsessed with unearthing every little secret about parenting, babies, business and wellness that will help you navigate through all the questions you've always wanted to ask but didn't know who to. I'm a simple woman from a Mexican city who quit her high-paying marketing job to start India's most trusted discovery platform for parents after a six-month backpacking trip with her two-year-old daughter. We just ₹10,000. I now run a seven-figure online business with kidstoppress.com and connect with over 10 million parents a month. I share our favorites every single day on the website and on our social media so you can have the best moments with your children and leave the discovering to us. Think of this as your play date with a fellow mom over wine or coffee who loves her kids but also needs her happy hours without them. Shy away from the real talk? No ways. Whether it's money, business, failure, baby, sex, or frustrations of not keeping it all together, we've got you covered. So now grab your tea, sit cozy, and stay tuned for another stellar episode of Keep It Real podcast by KidStopRest.com. When you think Washington, D.C., you think museums, monuments, and maybe not for kids. But in today's exciting episode, we dive into my recent family adventure in the vibrant city of Washington, D.C. Family vacations are very important, especially today when the kids are equally as busy and stressed as us. Our days at home are with phones, emails, kids' classes, and by the end of the day, we barely speak, leave alone bonding. That's when you know how important vacations with your children are. A family vacation helps you bond, create unforgettable memories, and have new experiences with your kids away from the hustle bustle of your lives. As I said, you only have 18 summers, so make the most of it now, because I know I am every single summer. On my lovely vacation to Washington, D.C., we enjoyed many different activities and, of course, explored the city in unique ways. And I'm spilling the tea so you can plan the rest and the best trip to Washington, D.C. Before you plan your itinerary for your trip, the hotel you choose is what's most important. If the hotel is too far, traveling will eat up a lot of your time and money in your wallet. And of course, it's something that you want to make sure that you actually enjoy utilizing and making the best of that time. Plus, it'll be very frustrating, especially if the kids are younger. It could totally take a toll on their mood. Ubers are easily accessible, but being safe with a safe neighborhood, centrally located hotels, close to key attractions with easy access to various means of transport are two important points. We chose Hotel DuPont Circle because it ticked off all the right boxes for us. The rooms are spacious, clean. We opted for the two queen single beds and it was more than enough for us. We started each day after grabbing some scrumptious breakfast at the Pembroke Cafe, which I really miss now that I'm back. DuPont Circle Hotel is central to the iconic Kramer's bookstore and lots of quaint streets. Let's move on to the amazing places we visited, and I highly recommend doing that. DC is famous for its museums. I know that you must be thinking, really, Mansi, a museum on a vacation? But trust me, these museums are really fun. I visited three museums with my kids and I had a blast. It's in places like this that we truly are at an equal level of understanding as them. I felt like a child soaking in information all over again. Our first stop was the Planet Word Museum, where words truly came to life with interactive exhibits and word games. The kids were hooked from the moment we walked in. The second one was the National Air and Space Museum. You cannot just miss this. The museum had everything about the history of air and transport, space exploration. And of course, the third one was the Spy Museum. The museum offers visitors the opportunity to explore the history of espionage, the tools of the trade, and the stories of real life spies. My kids and I were equally intrigued by each of these museums, and I really wish we could do maybe one more. A trip to DC without going to Georgetown is, of course, incomplete. Along with doing all the obvious things that you do on a vacation, we tried something completely new. We went out of our comfort zones. We went kayaking. Kayaking at the Key Bridge Boathouse in Georgetown offered an exceptional experience and a unique perspective of the city. We enjoyed the serenity of the Potomac River, Roosevelt Island, and the stunning view of the Key Bridge. It was so easy to get there and we chose our own time slots. Our belongings were safe in the lockers provided by them. With everything taken care of, all we had to do was relax and enjoy. Though I must say, I had some butterflies in my stomach because I've never done kayaking before. I love that we did this with the kids. It was so much fun learning to kayak, not getting it right for the first time in front of the kids, showing them that it's okay not to be perfect every time. Make sure you don't miss dinner at the wharf area and Georgetown cupcakes. Totally, totally recommended. And of course, the salad at Sweet Greens and Gong Cha Boba Tea. Oh my God, I'm already drooling thinking of all of this amazing food. On my first trip to DC, I did a Segway tour, and trust me, it was a memory. This time around, we did a bike tour. Choosing to explore Washington, DC on a bike with a service like Unlimited Biking is something you shouldn't skip, especially with the kids. They were so excited to be better and faster than me. Why biking, you may ask? Because it allows you to see more in less time. You can totally avoid the traffic, especially the rush hour traffic. Trust me, it's gone crazy. We opted for the night biking just because we were out there in the summer and we wanted to make sure that we are not getting roasted in the sun. And of course, watching the monuments by the sundowner and when it's a little darker in the evening is really a sight you cannot miss. The food here, of course, as we go around the wharf area, is absolutely delicious. It's all actually where it begins, and I would totally recommend that you take a pit stop at the end of your tour. We rode along the National Mall, which is a park filled with monuments, memorials, museum. The tidal basin is just stunning at night, and we visited the reflecting pool, the US Capitol, the Smithsonian Institution, all of this, and trust me, it looks beautiful and mesmerizing at night. The kids loved it. At each site, we just stopped and admired the beauty, probably got 10 minutes off, took some pictures, got to know some history with our tour guide, and of course, hopped on back onto our bikes because it was inspiring, taking a deep dive into history, and of course, all of it exhilarating all at the same time. Bailuna vacation, while it's very important to plan, it's also important to take detours and explore the local side. Trust me, we had no plans of heading to a farmer's market on our trip, but I love if there is one around, and especially right across the DuPont Circle Hotel, you will have a farmer's market that happens every Sunday. Make sure that you discover local produce, meet some locals. It's funny how something so normal for them is so new and exciting for all of us. All of this was all possible because we were flexible, and trust me, we took Ubers around where we needed. Ubers are really easily accessible. So I would totally recommend that head over to Washington, DC. It's not what you really think like. It's very, very beautiful. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode and was fun and informative. And I'm very excited about the memories you will make when you go on this trip. I will soon be dropping an episode on my New York experience as well. So stay tuned, guys.